I didn't screw anything up this time, and here we go.
The Know-Yo Download.
So, this time, I am recording Discord rather than just myself. So, with any luck, you can hear my guest, Chiyonoshima.
Hello, hello. It's nice to be here.
Yes, this will definitely work this time. So, when I record myself, I can hear myself in both ears. And when I record Discord, I can only hear myself in one ear and hear you in one ear. And I don't understand why that is, but it's working correctly. So you were one of the ones to click the little list, and you are now officially on the show.
It is so exciting to be here. Like, I've listened to a few of the other ones, and you did great work, by the way.
Well, I have been podcasting since 2001, so before podcasting was really a thing. Now, I haven't been doing it consistently since 2001, but I have been doing it since 2001. So, I do have some experience. And last week, when I tried to upload last week's podcast, is when I realized that my website had a fatal error.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So, I have spent the last week updating. I had to tear down my entire website, and I decided, after trying to reload it, just start it over from scratch. I started a new database, I just ripped everything out and started from scratch, and I got all of the podcasts uploaded as of today. Everything that I have that's audio that I want out available to the public is available. So that I can record this and it'll be available. Yeah. Is Chiyonoshima your only Rikishi? Like, you haven't rebooted or anything?
Right. Chiyonoshima is my first iteration, like, of my Rikishi. I actually have another one, that's already, like, loaded up and, like, ready to go for when Chiyonoshima retires. That Shikona will remain secret for now, because, like, Chiyonoshima is still, like, in his prime. He's 9 basho strong with the upcoming one, and he still has a lot of life in him. So I'm going to give him a chance. I'm going to continue giving him that chance to, like, make his run and to hopefully reach Yokozuna, or, like, at the very least, Sekiwake, before he retires.
Yeah, when you get into my shoes, which I was trying to explain last time, I have 4 basho left, which I, realizing now, it's possible for me to make Yokozuna. It's not likely for me to make Yokozuna. I really have to have stellar. I can't have an average or terrible basho from here on out. It's all or nothing at this point. I can definitely get Ozeki. Yokozuna is I don't know if I can do it this time. But, yeah, I didn't realize it was as close as I was until a couple of weeks ago, and I was like,
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, when you're just trucking through them, you're not really paying attention, and then pretty soon you're on the sheet going, wow, that's a lot of lines taken up, and that 19th basho is really close.
Yeah.
But it happens. I mean, would I like to keep Suijin for all time? Sure. But there's a point where I actually want to use my second Rikishi, whose Shikona will also remain a mystery. But it fills all my requirements, which is short, nautical themed. So there we go. Can't wait to reveal it. How many basho have you participated in?
Thus far, I've competed in eight, and man, that feels really weird to say. Because like the time has gone by so fast. I think it was last January, like January 2021, that I started. I saw a Reddit post about this Discord server actually, and I had been looking for like small games like on the internet anyway. So when I saw that Reddit post, I got extremely excited. And I came here. I waited until late January to like create Chunoshima and like start my journey on the Banzai.
Nice. And did you start in a Sandanme or was Makushita your lowest one?
Yeah, Makushita was still the lowest one. Sandanme didn't come until I was like, what was I, high Junyo, I think. Like it was Sandanme came a few Basho after I did. So like, I was still in low Makushita at that time.
Because I started in Juryo. There was no Makushita. And then I don't know. I don't know how long I'd been in Makuuchi before Makushita showed up, and then Sandanme came in after that, and I was excited to reboot and go down to Sandanme, but then, Sandanme's disappeared since then, so I was like, oh, bummer. You can get as specific as you want. Like I openly admit that I'm from Portland, Oregon. What part of the world are you in? If you would like to say.
I'm in the southwestern United States. I am in Southern California. I'm not going to specify where.
Oh.
But we live a rather peaceful existence down here. The
Nice.
weather is nice. Like the people are nice most of the time, and it's really nice down here. I like it a lot.
Would you be in a more urban or rural type situation?
One, and I'm grateful because it means I get good internet, I have good social interaction, and I have a good college that I'm currently attending, and it's great.
Okay. You did cut out before you started saying, so I'm going to assume you said urban.
Yes.
Okay. I won't pry anymore, but I mean, us being, I guess, on the West Coast, I could probably throw a rock and it would fall greatly short of hitting you. Northernmost part of Oregon, and, I mean, California's a large state, so. Yeah. I don't have to worry about fires. Well, I do have to worry about fires, but not as badly as you might. And I don't have a drought issue up here, so that's great. How long have you been into sumo?
I don't remember actually. I don't like remember like a definitive point in time when I first got into the sport. I think it was like sometime like during 2019 actually. excuse me. There was this video, the 60-second video I got recommended called "That's the Sound." And it was a yobidashi explaining what the wooden clappers or the hyoshigi are. And at the time, I didn't even realize that it was like a contained a meme sound. And like I spent like the better part of a few months like trying to figure out like what the source of that video was. And eventually I did come across it. It was this documentary called Grand Sumo, The Beauty of Tradition. And like when I got to that part, like where that video was sourced from, I would like it was a very nice clink sound, and it was a very nice sound. I'll try to see if I can find it and post it in the general later. But yeah, that's essentially when it started.
I love the simplicity of those of that of the wooden blocks. I mean, it's they're just awesome.
It's a very cleansing sound, and it fits sumo quite perfectly, honestly.
yeah I'm guessing that you are nowhere near me in age, as I am
No.
46. I am openly the oldest one on the server. I know that there are people, I guess, within a decade of me, but not super, super close. Oh, jeez. What else? Ooh.
Hello.
Who just... Oh, Tetsuba jumped back in. Hi, Tetsuba. Sorry, you can't talk this time. Not that you got heard last time either. Poor Tetsuba. Oh. Yeah, you should be able to type. Let's see. What Ichiman are you a part of?
Takasago.
Takasago. Does Takasago have a don't even bother voting on any other stat because it's not going to get done because this is the stat you guys are going to get as your bonus?
Not really. We've switched it up from time to time. I mean, most, like, 9 times out of 10 we've gotten balance. But, like, we have switched it up and gotten power. I think it was Footwork, Rinpoche. But, like, for the most part, like, we do pick balance. Like, we have, like, all 5 of them as a choice anyway. Like, most of the time, people just, like, gravitate towards balance because, like, this is what we do now. And everyone's just accepted that.
Because in Nishonoseki, power is the only option. Yeah, we haven't... I think we had one person choose something else once. And, I mean, basically, when Inazuma posts the poll, it's like, I know what you're going to choose, but here's the formality of going through it. And it's just everybody chooses power. Just makes things easy. I mean, you can plan your basho based on that. I was just curious because I don't know if I'm going to be Nishonoseki when Suijin retires. I might, but I don't know. I have discovered, you know, I like different play styles, and right now Suijin is really power built. How is Chiyonoshima built? I mean,
Chiyonoshima.
Evenly, like, or do you tilt one direction?
Yeah, Chiyonoshima is very much technique oriented, like technique and footwork oriented. When I wasn't like really sure what I was doing when I chose his build in the first place, but like when I was like choosing his build, like I wanted my Nixie to have to, like, be a technician. So like, I chose the build that would like be more geared towards that. Excuse me, I'm recovering from a cold and I still have a bit of a cough. So I ended up like pouring almost all of his stats into technique because that's what I wanted him to be. And like I tried to balance his stats as much as I could in the beginning. But I think that was a bit of a mistake because, like, now I have, like, 3 training points to a stat. And now I have to be careful where I put my training points because if I'm not careful, then something unexpected or unplanned could happen. And I don't want that. It's like, Chiyonoshima is, like, the technician of the group. And I think that's why he's been so successful. Because, like, he can be very unpredictable at times. And, like, he can do pretty much everything at once. Master of all trades, Jack of all trades, master of none is better than a master of one. And, like, that's, like, essentially the motto behind his build.
And Chubo Noumi agrees in the chat there. I mean, I wish I'd have known all kinds of stuff before I started playing, but I basically kept all my stats even up to a certain point, and then I started allowing things to come out of balance a little bit, and I think the evenness is what got me up to where I was.
Mm-hmm.
This is a definitely strange game, and it's very hard to figure out those that have the wildly out of balance stats, like the people that keep like one stat at like base level and then skyrocket, you know, the one stat. Those guys weird me out a bit. I don't know if they weird anybody else out. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
Where does
Chiyo? Yeah, they kind of weird me out. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was gonna say, where does Chiyonoshima hail from?
He's natively Japanese. He's from the island of Shikoku, and like it sounded cool, so I went with it. I didn't really have any place specific that I wanted him to be from. I just knew that I wanted him to like natively Japanese. Like the island part of his name comes from the fact that he's from the island of Shikoku. But like now in the grand scheme of things, the Yokozuna like represents Japan in itself. And because that's eventually what I hope he becomes, Chiyonoshima, the Eternal Island, is now in reference to Japan as a whole, as an island nation.
Nice. Nice. I hope you make it.
So do I.
And the Yokozuna Deliberation Council is basically anyone on the anyone with a Gyoji Dai, and we love to have our discussions, and I'm always one of the couple of outliers that has the strong opinions in one direction, but I mean I fall in line with some of the, most of the stuff, but there's a couple of things that just get my goat, and I mean I try. Yeah. And God, let's see. I wasn't prepared for just a straight one-on-one interview. Do you have a favorite Rikishi?
Not particularly. There are a few that like I do like love their style, and like I love just like their presence like on the dohyo. But like if you ask me to pick just one, I think I would have to say Hoshoryu. Like not just because he's Asashoryu's nephew either, but like the way that he's smaller than a lot of the other Nixie and Makuuchi in the first place. And just like the way that he's they like he likes to get in on the belt and like assert his presence like on the belt and to like win like with his hands on the belt. Like that's kind of how I also like model Tsunoshima around. But like yeah, Hoshoryu and his style, it really appeals to me.
He's one of the when I'm watch I just finished watching day one before I came up to podcast, which is why I had a 30 to 60 minute window. I was disappointed in his result today, but the
Yeah, I was too.
but yeah, he's one of the ones I really pay attention to because I want to see this next wave come up and kind of replace all the old guys that I've been watching for quite a while now because. I mean, they're good, but it's, I mean, you can tell that some of them are just lingering at this point. But there's a new wave coming in, and he's one of them I think are going to be up there for a long time.
Yeah.
Then of course there's my favorite. Oh, I guess I can't. My Ura tattoo.
Oh, yeah, so look at that.
Here, let me get my Oops, don't open that. Come on. Get my Yeah. Only for those viewing,
Oh.
will you get a live look at my Ura tattoo upside down.
Yeah, that's cool.
I have it on my phone too. I should probably look for the picture. But yeah, I when let's see. I probably got it between when he was injured climbing his way back up the second time to Makauchi. I got it when I was, I wasn't 100% sure he was going to be back in. Like I was really hoping that he didn't injure himself again permanently. But I mean, before him, I guess the guy I would have gotten a tattoo of would have been Musashi Maru. Yeah, but that would have been long callback. Oh no. I don't have the tattoo? Really? What? Shame on me. Oh, actually, I don't have any of the pictures of my tattoos. Gah. Whatevs. You saw it. It's upside down.
Yeah.
It's permanent. I have lots of tattoos. I want more. I haven't got any on my other arm. Nobody cares.
I have a tattoo, actually. It's on my... Yeah, just one. I'm 19, and I don't exactly have the cash for that.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah, I have a single cherry blossom on my left arm, and it's really pretty.
Yes, these things are permanent, people. They're permanent.
Yeah.
You should get things you love, or things you're not going to regret.
But it's art, and if you go to the right person, it's worth it.
Yep. Yes. Like my kitty cat wedding ring.
Oh.
Because my actual wedding ring, when I'm driving my mail truck, pinches the crap out of my finger, so I decided to get a tattoo instead. And then my hydrogen atom, God, I don't remember what's up there. The thing that I was in the Navy, which is a ship serviceman, the Eye of Horus, and the red-blue pill from The Matrix. Black Lives Matter, with it written right above it.
Nice.
Balam Garden from Final Fantasy VIII. Nine Inch Nails, 43 for, oh geez, Richard Petty. My Star Wars tattoo.
All I posted a picture and picked some names of my ink.
Sweet. Cobra from G.I. Joe. Ura. This is live, folks. Mortal Kombat, the symbol for a defunct comic book company. Decepticon logo. I'm a Doctor Who fan. Can you tell?
Oh, cool.
The Captain Pin from Star Trek. Shazam's logo. MCRN for The Expanse. And then the logo for the Green Lion in Voltron, Legendary Defender. And that's it. All my tattoos look good because I started getting them at 43. Yeah. And I was in the Navy. Shame on me. No tattoos
until
I was 43. But hey, they look good now.
Yeah.
Oh. That is good. That is good.
Yeah.
Simple, too.
Simple, too.
Next, you got to build a sleeve around it.
Sleeves for me. That's a lot of time and a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and being a student, yeah, that's going to be a long time coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're coming up in an era where you don't have things to worry about. Like, you have things to worry about where I don't. Like, I'm almost debt-free, so I can spend money on things, like tattoos. Where you're going to have to worry about things like, I don't know, college or student loans?
Not at the moment. No. I'm currently living at home with my parents, and they're helping me like with my finances. I still need to do my financial aid, but since the semester is coming to a close within the next 10 days, I won't have to worry about that for another few months or so. It will get done, all in due time.
Do you want to say what you're going to school for?
Psychology, if you couldn't tell.
Oh. Sorry. I was born at night, folks, and apparently it was last night. Yeah. It happens. There's a conversation going on in chat. Holy buckets.
Holy
buckets. Yeah. Wow. I have a Reddit account, so I know that when they call out to have us promote the Reddit promotion, I do go over and upvote it, but I don't do a whole lot more on Reddit, personally. I'm not big on the social media. I got rid of all Facebook products, so I don't have any Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, none of it. I don't do anything that relates to Facebook at all. Which cuts me out of a lot of things. I do have Twitter, but I only check that periodically.
Yeah. For the most part, I don't either. I mean, I have an Instagram, but like, I don't really use it much anymore. I have, the only other, social media I do actually have is Discord, which I'm the most active on.
I am so active on Discord.
For the most part, because, I'm an introvert, and, I don't really spend a whole lot of time on social media anyway, and, the anonymity of Discord, really, allows me that space, to be open with people without, necessarily showing them my face, you know?
That works. I mean, this is the world. I used to be super shy, but one day I decided I'm going to stop being that, and here I am now, a personality on the internet, although I keep
here I am.
Not having a regular show that lasts into the, I don't know, multiples of hundreds of episodes, even though I have one that stopped at 154.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It keeps dying, and I don't know if I want to resurrect it again.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. But that's not sumo related. Yeah.
Oh, 1 second, please.
Oh. Is everybody enjoying the show? It's the Natsu Basho is running. Tetsuba likes it, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I am liking it so much. I'm liking it a lot so far, yeah.
Okay, that's good. It's good. I don't, I was going through my fake sponsors list, and I cross them out when I use them, but I'm looking at two of them, and I know that I've used those two, so I don't know if the third one has been used or not.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I don't want to use it. And I haven't thought of any new ones since, so I'm out of fake sponsors, people.
I don't know.
Right? Send in your fake sponsors. And if you listen to the Hushicho episode, you'll know that I just write a small description and then I riff the whole thing. And in the case of a really good one like Coffee Thulu, I'll record all kinds of production for it. Well, that's going to show up on the audio. Well, is this your highest, Makuuchi 8 East your highest rank?
It is actually. I wasn't expecting to be in Makuuchi so soon. Because I reached Makuuchi, my fifth basho here, question mark, fifth or sixth, I think.
Okay.
Makuuchi, Maegashira, there we go. This is my career highest rank, with my 5-10 record last basho, that's going to change, so.
So you had a Makakoshi then?
Oh, I'm not excited about that.
Well, I mean, you know, we're We, as the Bonsai team, are trying to, since our careers are so short, we are going with the theory of over-promote, under-demote as a general idea. So, I mean, so if you went 0 and 15, for instance, you wouldn't drop 15 spots, which is what in my mind would be how that would work. Because the general rule of thumb on the Bonsai in real life is you subtract the wins. You subtract losses from the wins, and that's how many you drop. Right? Yeah. So
Interesting.
if you have a positive number, you go up. You have a negative number, you go down. So in the instance of like this Basho, like Ichinojo is out due to COVID. If he were not to come back, 0 and 15, if it wasn't because of COVID, then I would drop him 15 spots on the Bonsai. They won't, and because it's COVID related, I don't think they're even going to move him. But I mean, that's the general rule of thumb. But we're not doing that here in Road to Yokozuna because that is super harsh. And I think
Yeah.
irrecoverable.
Yep. Like, due to the nature of the dice. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Yes, because when Dice Maiden is mad, she is mad.
Yeah, she was certainly mad at me, and I don't know why.
It'll be all right. You'll have a good one now.
Yeah.
Do you know what base die you're at right now?
I'm currently at base 24
All right,
right
that's
now.
is this your first Basho at that, or is you second?
I think it's my second. I'm pr like, if my math is correct, I think it's my second Basho at base 24.
'Cause 24 is where you should start seeing some really good results. That's where I started really climbing. You're going to have a hard time naturally against those of the 25 and the 26s, which I am. And I think we only have, do we have a 27? We might have one or two 27s. I think Daisetsu might be 27.
I don't know, actually, off the top of my head.
Daisetsu and maybe Hoshicho might be 27s. Other than that, I don't think we have any 27s. If I get an injury, if my fatigue goes over, if my base fatigue goes three more, I'll lose a base die. And I think I'm far enough up now to where it'll only drop one. But anyway, your 24 is where you'll have a better shot against those of us that are in the upper, and it should give you enough of an edge against the 23s to win more often than you lose. And of course, you'll just mix right in with all the other 24s. So this is where you should see a good chunk of success.
I'm hoping anyway. Provided I don't do anything stupid. Yeah.
That's the goal, is not to do anything stupid. I mean, don't spend the next, I don't know, six Basho sinking everything into footwork where it's, I mean, it's at a 20 and everything else is microscopically behind. I mean, it's so far behind, you're never going to catch up. Because that would be weird. To pick a random stat. Have noises coming from outside my studio. Which is a closet, by the way. All right. We have been on for 34 minutes. Woo!
Where does time go, huh?
Yeah, when you're this old, you have to worry about where time goes too. The hair is gone. I won't stand up and show you, but my ass is missing too. It's just completely gone. Fell off years ago. It's a sad thing. All right. Well, we are in the heat of Degeko. I think is how you pronounce that. Degeko. I never feel confident about pronouncing that. Junyo is about to start. Are you participating? Wait.
Yeah. I'm
You and I.
excited for the Jungyo, honestly. This is my first MLS. Like I think, yeah, when I first got to the server, like there wasn't already an MLS going on, but I just like didn't think to sign up because I just didn't know what it was all about just yet. But like now that it's happening again, I'm quite excited for what's going to happen.
I skipped the first MLS because I'm not into anything even remotely related to baseball, but I need the extra points at this point in my career, so I need the help. And I realize now that we're both on the Samba team, so yay us.
Yeah.
And Tetsuba's also on the Samba team, who's in
Oh
the
yes,
chat.
that's right.
If I'd have planned ahead, I could have
Everyone
invited all
else
the Sambas on. And
Hello.
is that Akagi? It is Akagi. It's Akagi's
And
gone. Oh, Chubanaumi. It's all right. You'll I mean, you'll only lose a little bit. Yeah, I'm needing every training point I can get to erase fatigue. To pump up stats. If I'm going to make this run for Yokozuna, I need it. I need it all.
Yeah, I another thing that I've been struggling with, like with Chio's build. It's like I put too much emphasis like in his technique stat, and it's like I kind of like neglected his other stats because like in order to survive in Makuuchi, like I need like more than one stat to be like in the double digit.
Yes.
So like with that, like the DM was very merciful in my training role because like, I got 5 training points from that. So I went ahead and distributed them into I think it was like footwork and spirit. So I have a more Makuuchi looking build, and I am very hopeful that it's going to get me far.
I was. Since they haven't, I mean, I haven't had anybody toy with my sheet yet, so Takanami just suggested I, play with stats to see where I would want that. I have 4 trending points, so one is going to eliminate my fatigue. The other 3 are going to raise one stat. So I've been putting it in places, and I've been toying with it a little bit, and I've just ultimately decided it's going to go into power because why not? So there's that. Predictable. But yeah, I mean, I've only got so many, which is why I need to do this Jungyo badly enough. And I think we're only going to get 2 out of it, which is not enough to do anything with for me, so that's unfortunate. But I need as many focus points as I can get too, because someone may need to be really rough this bao show. And that would be me.
Yeah, I was trying to be careful with my focus dice because, like, for some reason, like, it's just like not. I just haven't been like getting the counters with him. Well, I get the counters, but I don't win the counter. And like I try to be very careful with like where I and how I use like both my focus and my fatigue dice, because like just like strategizing in that way, like is kind of difficult sometimes. And so I try to be careful, especially with my fatigue dice. I only use those if I have to, and even then, I don't use them if I don't have to. And I use either like focus dice or fatigue dice in one of two situations. One, I'm on attack and I really need to win the match. Or two, I'm on defense and I really don't want to lose the match. Like only in those two situations, like will I use one, and even then, out of desperation, because like there's nothing left to do at that point.
Well, this goes to anybody if there is a Sandanme in the future, but also to Makushita. If you're contemplating using a fatigue die, no, just don't, because your Rikishi can't handle it at that level. You'll put them out. They won't survive in Makuuchi at that point, if you even get there. Juryo, you can start toying with the idea a little, but I would still say no. But Chiyonoshima's up far enough to where you can start thinking, you know, I need to start planning to kind of leverage things. Mm-hmm. And I, with any luck, will get promoted. I am in a position to where I'm only taking on Sanyaku at this point, or Sanyaku and High Joy members. Mm-hmm. I need to do it all the time. Don't have any focus? Fatigue! Have a focus? Use it once? Oh, it failed? Fatigue! I can't use it like that. Although to win my last match of the Lost Basho, I did use 3 fatigue die to beat Marowashi.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. See? I'm a hurting unit. But I got through the whole Basho without a single injury. Like, all my injuries were 0, so I didn't get a base fatigue jump at all.
Raise the dice, maiden.
Yeah. Oh, we should start the Cult of the Dice Maiden. There we go.
Has it not already started?
Well, you get the Blood God thing going on, but it's, I don't know. We haven't.
This is true.
We haven't got a Dice Maiden cult yet. I think we should start one. But I don't know. There's no way to track records for Degeko. I'm not even going to try to do that because so many people do things so fast. I haven't done one Daigeko match yet, and I really need to pound out 40 of them. I mean, obviously, the MLS will help with that. Mm. We'll see how that works. So, I want to thank you, Chiyonoshima, for joining me.
And it was great being here. Thank you so much for having me on.
No problem. And in the future, you were also on the list of the, you did the little click the checkbox thing. So, I mean, when I noticed that is why I only allowed also the one on there too. But I think Chubanu Umi is also on that checkbox list. Yes, he is. Yes, they are. I should say they, because I don't know for sure. Maybe you're next time. But to wrap things up, because I'm sure my wife is wondering where I'm at, because these are normally a half hour long. Mm-hmm. You can find all of my stuff at emeraldspectre.com, spelled T-E-R, because that's how it works. And the website is slowly being rebuilt. All the podcasts are back up. I can be reached at emeraldspectre.com@gmail.com. You can also find me by tagging me here on the Road to Discord server. I'm Suijin, Suijin. If you want to help upgrade new equipment, anyone watching, which is only 3 people, this wonderful microphone with boom arm and I guess the software I'm recording with are upgrades that I have gotten from Patreon. It was quite an expensive little bit of stuff, but it helps. I'm only asking for $1 a month. You can find that at patreon.com/emeraldspectre. And once again, Chiyonoshima, you won't hear the outgoing music, but I will let you know when it's over. And thanks everybody in the chat for joining. Tetsuba, Chubano Umi, and briefly Akagi. And we'll see you next time on the Doyo Download.